Now, Movie Show Plus presents This Weekend at the Movies with Greg Russell. Sponsored in part by Wiggly's famous Eastern Market corned beef. Now, with the best viewing in the stream and on the screen, here are Paul W. Smith and Greg Russell.
Ho-ho! Yay! Yay! Movie Show Plus, brought to you by Wiggly's famous corned beef. If you're craving Wiggly's famous corned beef, stop in to Green Dot Stables at 2200 West Lafayette in Detroit and enjoy their famous Wiggly's slider topped with kraut, pickles, and mustard aioli. Yummy! Simply the best. Speaking of the best, it's Greg Russell of Movie Show Plus.
All right, Paul W., as always, a pleasure being here with you on a Friday. And
always.
Just to tell you this real quick, we had a tour from Ohio up here yesterday. We took them to the parade company, so they got to see your picture on the wall for being Grand Marshal, as well as your head, you know, that somebody would wear in the parade.
My big head. My big head is it doesn't get as much play as some of the more famous big heads, but I am thrilled to be a part of that august group. I really am.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
I saw on a late night show, because I still watch all the late night shows. Now I can sleep in. A guy who was in the movie Sasquatch Sunset. And my first thought and reaction was, why in the world would they do a movie about basically Bigfoot? And now I see Adam Graham in the Detroit News saying they probably shouldn't have done a movie about it's got Sasquatch Sunset. You'll wish you never spotted this feral Bigfoot gang. He gave it a D+. You know, I love you guys in the movie rating business because you tell it the way you see it.
Right. It is sort of a nutty movie because, I mean, not until you get to the end, you kind of like see the heart part or whatever. But, you're just kind of going, because they don't talk. and it's not really their faces, you know, I mean, because they're all made up.
Right.
And you're just kind of going, what's going on?
You know, I used to act quite a bit, and it's always difficult to remember the script. That sounds like my kind of movie. No words.
I interviewed Jesse Eisenberg about being in the movie, and asked him, I said, were you after like page 20 going, where are the words? There's no words on these pages.
That's got to be crazy. Anyway, I was interested because they were out pushing it on the late night show. So here's one that I'm interested in, not maybe for me, but for my listeners, a vampire horror flick called Abigail.
Yeah, it's the story about this girl. She's 12 years old and she likes the ballet. So she's always wearing her, you know, ballet outfit. Her father is a big, rich crime boss. So all of a sudden, this group of young people come up with a bright idea of, hey, let's kidnap this girl because we can get a lot of money. And, you know, who's the crime boss going to go to? He's not going to the police, you know, like that. Well, surprise, 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 as Gomer Pyle used to say. They abduct this girl only to find out that she is a vampire.
Oh, my. I was going to say she apparently had a certain set of skills because one by one, the captors start to disappear. Let's listen.
What do we know about vampires? How do we kill it?
Crucifixes.
Stake through the heart. Daylight is a big one. We need to find a way out of here. We split up. This is just a game to her.
What can I say? I like playing with my family.
Hello?
Okay, not my cup of tea, not my cup of tea. But, you know, I mean, like any horror movie where the people are all together and say, let's go hide in the basement. There you go.
Yes.
That's a pretty stupid thing. And somebody who says, let's go kidnap the 12-year-old daughter of a crime boss. What are they? Mm-hmm. They have a death wish. No, he's not going to go to the police. He doesn't have to. He'll just kill them.
Right.
And then
right.
It turns out that he didn't even have to kill them. His vampire daughter did.
Yeah. I mean, I got to interview the young lady who plays Abigail. And I've got to tell you, Paul W., she's one of those adorable people. And, you know, just very nice person. And I said, this movie kind of goes again to show that You know, everybody thinks that the kids are the ones who, you know, still need to learn da 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 da. But you're showing that there are some really stupid adults out there, aren't you?
What'd she say?
She said, yes, absolutely. She said they were all kind of idiots. I mean, you know, characters.
Well, she was right. How many corned beef sandwiches are we giving this?
Well, like I said, we'll give it like two with a nice pickle, really, because she was just such a lovely interview. And it's even though it's not a comedy, you'll laugh through it because you will, Paul W., be going, how stupid are you?
Well, I would have if I went, but I'm so limited. There's so many movies I want to see that I still haven't seen. I mean, maybe it'll show up on an airplane and I'll have to watch it because I've seen everything else. I don't know.
Right.
So, two sandwiches with a pickle. Today's selection on streaming, so you don't have to leave home. Let's listen to Big Mood on Tubi.
Are you having suicidal thoughts?
I don't think I should say. Oh my God, you shagged Jonah.
Why didn't you tell me?
Anytime you try and help, everything goes to shit. I know. We have wanted to throw a Love Actually party for years, but this could not be worse timing.
Oh, great costumes, ladies.
Lynn hasn't seen the film, but she did what she could from Google Images.
Did you open the door to the Rat Hotel?
Well, they mentioned a film that I really like very much, Love Actually.
Yes. Yes. It's a British comedy series. It's about these two young ladies who've been friends, you know, since they were kids. One of them suffers from time to time with being bipolar. And it's all about the friendship where, you know, we were talking about today on the TV show about how you've got some friends where, yeah, they're there for the good times, but you call them saying, hey, I've got a flat tire. Sorry, you know, like that.
Mm.
But this goes to show, you know, true friendship where she knows her friend is going through some things and it might not be the most opportune time, but you're going to do what you can do, you know, for your good friend. So that's really what it's all about. It's just showing this great friendship they have, no matter, you know, what the highs or lows are.
So they kind of grew up very close. And it appears that as life goes on, their relationship continued to survive.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it is. It's one of those where, and you know how it goes sometimes. You're just kind of like, oh, my goodness, I'm a little tired, you know, whatever's happening. But this is my friend. I love you. I'm going to be here with you.
So how many beautiful Wiggly's corned beef sandwiches from Green Dot Stables are we giving away today?
Oh, let's give three, because you also mentioned Green Dot Stables, which I was trying to go there, but they've got so much construction and everything going on now downtown.
Oh, boy.
I'll go the week after the draft.
Sure. I understand. They understand. There's a lot of sacrifice for us to be able to shine to the world with this Detroit NFL draft, and we'll get through it, and it'll be lovely, and then we'll have to get back to some of the other business and welcome people back in smaller numbers. All right.
There you go.
Big Mood. That you can stay at home and watch, and Abigail, that you can go to the theater if you want to, and the guy who knows it all from Movie Show Plus, Mr. Greg Russell. Thank you, Greg. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Paul W. You too, and everyone there in the studio. Thanks so much.
We continue on WJR.